Vinatucci Farm lies near the southern Colorado town of Fountain. It used to grow organic vegetables and give away free pumpkins on Halloween. Sam Clark works with the foundation that owns the farm. He says that all changed a few years ago.
This kind of blindsided us. You know, nobody really understood what the firefighting foam was, what PFAS and PFOA were.
Those are toxic chemicals used in all kinds of things. Nonstick cookware, stain-resistant fabrics, and a firefighting foam used regularly at nearby Peterson Air Force Base. That foam ran off, polluting the soil, groundwater, and vegetables. Now, the farm grows low-priced feedstock for horses. Clark says it's merely one example of the financial burden of PFAS.
There are 60,000 stories just like this, and they're happening in at the kitchen sink, in every fountain and wide field and security home.
The foundation and the nearby Security Water District are suing the Air Force over the chemicals. Water District General Manager Roy Heald says they've had to find a new source of water for their customers.
It was actually a pretty complicated process.
That involved first building a mile-long pipeline to buy water from Colorado Springs, and now constructing a whole new treatment facility with a price tag in the millions.
There was no blue light special on those costs.
The district is suing to recover the costs of the pipeline and other expenses, but the Air Force is paying for the new treatment facility, one of many projects to address the contamination they have authorized at 22 installations nationwide. The Air Force has spent $357 million on this as of June. A lot of money that many living near the site say still is barely touching the full problem.
So our water that we have delivered to drink is about $67 to $75 a month.
Liz Rosenbaum lives about 30 miles from Peterson Air Force Base. She does not drink from her tap. The PFAS levels found in her water district are just under what the EPA says are hazardous, so the Air Force isn't doing anything here. However, there's disagreement even between government agencies about what concentration of PFAS is safe. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found the levels should be set 7 to 10 times lower. Rosenbaum is not taking any chances.
I don't want to die of kidney cancer, you know?
Jenna Reed is the lead PFAS researcher for the Union of Concerned Scientists, which wants the EPA to consider the CDC's lower safety level. Reed also is critical of the military because she says they limit which chemicals they test for in groundwater and only release results above the EPA threshold, which again, she says may be too high.
The Department of Defense has misrepresented the scope of this issue in order to avoid having to pay.
The Air Force would not grant an interview for this story, but on their PFAS website says protecting human health is our priority. Reed is skeptical.
Community members who have been exposed to this chemical and who were not told of its release are being the ones left with the burden of paying for this contamination and paying to find out more about how much is in their water and also to find out how much is in their blood.
Those tests can cost upwards of $700. Rosenbaum, the woman who won't drink her tap water, she's organized a coalition that goes after grants to pay for residents' tests.
There's absolutely no reason for our communities to go into debt over another water contamination that we didn't cause.
Even if they didn't cause it, these residents will be dealing with the effects of this contamination as long as these chemicals remain in the soil, which, as science says, will be essentially forever. In El Paso County, Colorado, I'm Dan Boyce.